Good morning, everyone. Today's Perek of Rambam is Perek Ches of Hilchos Yisroel Torah. We continue with a discussion of the unique nature of Moshe's Nevuah. Halacha Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu bo Yisrael b'mnei ha'ozos she'asa. The prophecy of Moshe was not something which we believed in because of the signs which he worked for us. She'amamin al pi ha'ozos yesh b'libo dofi she'efsher she'asa ha'oz b'lat v'kishav. Because somebody who believes in a prophet, because of the miracles, the wonders that he might have worked, you have in your heart some doubt as to whether or not he's really a true prophet. Because after all, maybe he had created this sign, this wonder, through some sort of sorcery, through some sort of chicanery. So you might wonder, well, Moshe worked quite a lot of miracles. So what's the purpose of all those miracles? The Rambam says that the miracles that Moshe worked were not there to validate his nevuah, but rather they were simply there because they were necessary. Lo lahavi raya ala nevuah. They were not there in order to prove that he was truly a prophet. For example, hayatzarich lashkias mitzriyim. Since Moshe needed to sink to drown the mitzriyim, karas hayam fitzli lamesocho. So therefore, he split the sea and had them drown within. Tzarachnu lamazon. We needed some food in the midbar. So horad lanu es haman. So therefore, Moshe brought us down the man from heaven. Samu. We were thirsty. So what did Moshe do? He went ahead and he gave us water through striking and cracking open the rock. Kafru bo adas Korach. When Korach and his fellow rebels tried their mutiny against Moshe, so then Moshe made the earth swallow up and make their entire congregation disappear. And the same thing is true with all the different wonders Moshe worked. If so, then, if we're stating that Moshe's Nevuah was not validated based off of the miracles he worked, so then what was the reason? What is the unique reason why we believe in the prophecy of Moshe? The Maimon Har Sinai. It's because of Hashem giving us the Torah and speaking to Moshe in our presence at Har Sinai. She'einenu ra'u v'lo zar v'azneinu shamu v'lo acher. Because our very own eyes witnessed Moshe's prophecy, and our own ears, not somebody else's, were what heard it. Ha'esh v'hakolos balapidim. We saw the fire and the sounds, v'hu nigash el ha'arafel, and we witnessed Moshe approaching this enormous storm cloud, v'hakol midaber elav. And most importantly, we heard with our own minds, our own ears, we heard the voice speaking to Moshe, v'anu shomim, and we heard, Moshe, Moshe, leich emor lehen kach v'kach. In other words, we were Nevi'im at that moment, along with Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw Moshe receive prophecy. It wasn't something that he told us. We witnessed it ourselves. V'cheinu omer, panim b'panim, diber Hashem imachem. And just as it says by Moshe, pal, pal, dabar bo, so face to face, Hashem spoke to us. We experienced Moshe's Nevuah along with him at that moment. V'ne'emar, lo es avoseinu koras Hashem es habris hazos. And the Pasuk says, it wasn't with our forefathers that Hashem created this covenant. It was with us, that generation in the Midbar, which experienced it. It was with them themselves that had this covenant cut. And from where do we know that this alone is the source for Moshe's validation as a Nevuah, as a Navi, and that his Nevuah is true, and no other basis? Shneamar, hine anochi ba'ilecha ba'anon, ba'vor yishma'am b'dabri'imach, v'gam b'chayam yilalam. The Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro that Hashem tells Moshe, behold, I'm coming to speak to you in order so that the people will hear me speaking to you, and then they will believe in you forever. Mechlal, and that indicates, shekodem davar zeh, prior to this, lo haminu bo ne'emanas shehi omedes lolam. While they might have believed Moshe beforehand, they followed him out of Egypt, they did not believe in him in the type of belief which would have been everlasting. Up until now, with all the wonders Moshe had worked, and for all of his greatness, there was still room to doubt. Maybe it was all some big show. But once we experienced that Nevuah ourselves and saw that Hashem directly spoke to Moshe, there was no room for doubt, and therefore we believed in him for all eternity. Halacha Beis. Nimtzu elu sheshulach lehen heim ha'edem al nevuaso shehi emes ve'enon tzarech lasos lehen oz acher. So what emerges from this is that those that were present at Maimon Har Sinai are the witnesses on Moshe's nevuah that it's real, and they didn't need any other sign. Sheheim v'hu edem adavar kishnei edem sharo davar echad biyachad shekol echad mehen ed lechavero shu omer emes ve'en echad mehen tzarech lavi rai lechavero. That the Bnei Yisrael, along with Moshe, both witnessed fully his Nevuah as much as two people who witness an event. And both of them know that event occurred. So there's validation from the other one that, oh, you know that it happened, so you can tell me that it happened. But more importantly, I know it happened because I was present too. And therefore, they don't need Moshe to show them anything. They don't need Moshe to tell them anything. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Yisrael Edim Lo. Achar Ma Mit Har Sinai Ve'Eino Tzarech Lasos Lemos. Moshe, therefore, was known to the Bnei Yisrael. They themselves were witnesses for themselves after Ma Mit Har Sinai, and he didn't need to provide them with any other wonder. Initially, when Moshe was sent with the initial wonders to show the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Hashem told Moshe, Amar Lo, V'shamu Lekolecha, they'll believe you. Yada Moshe Rabbeinu, Shamamin Al Piyozos, Yesh B'Lavavo Dofi. But Moshe knew that even though God was giving him signs, people who are shown signs can always have doubt, umaharer, umachashiv, and they can always question and wonder whether or not he's truly sent from God. And remember, Moshe, Barsha Shemos, he didn't want to go. He kept on trying to avoid going. But Amar, Moshe's claim was that they won't believe me. These signs, they're only there to help convince the people that it's worthwhile to follow this fellow and leave Mitzrayim. But once they leave and reach this mountain, then don't worry, they will stop questioning you. And don't worry, Moshe, I'm going to prove to them, I'm going to validate your claim as being a true Navi. Absolutely. I will show them on this mountain that you are really a Navi. Pusha cuts of Omer, and that's what the Pasuk says back in Parsha Shemos, which says, V'zelecha ha'oz, ki anochi shalachticha, po'otziach es ha'ami Mitzrayim, ta'avdun es ha'alukim al ha'ar hazeh. What will be the proof that you really were sent from me to bring the people out when you come to serve God on this mountain, when they experience your Navua here? Nimseisa Omer, shekol Navi she'amun achar Moshe Rabbeinu, ein anu maminim bo mibnei ha'oz levado. And now what emerges from this is something very, very critical. It's that whenever a Navi comes after Moshe Rabbeinu, while it's true that we might believe him in part because of the sign that he might work for us, and as the Rambam already told us, the presumption that his fellow was indeed fit for Nevuah, but moreover, it's not because of the sign alone, that we say that, oh, if he gives us a sign, then we'll follow whatever he says. But rather, there's another reason. It's because of the command to listen to him. Because we know Moshe's a real Navi. Moshe told us that God told us that we should listen to a Navi. So we're not just doing it because the Navi provides us with some sign. It's because we have a command from the Av Hanavim, from Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're supposed to listen to him. Again, the Rambam always returns to this. Just as we have an obligation to follow two witnesses in court, you're right. Fundamentally, we don't know that they're telling the truth in court when two witnesses come. And fundamentally, even if a Navi, who we assume is a big, big tzaddik and deserving to be a Navi, even if he works a miracle, we still don't know with 100% clarity. But the reason why we follow him is because this is the command from Moshe, who we do have 100% clarity in. Kach mitzvah l'shmo mizeh ha'navi, afal pi she'ein anu yodim im ha'os emes o b'kisho v'lat. So too, we have an obligation, just as we follow a witness in court, we also follow the Navi, even though we don't know if the sign is actually true or not. It can help us, it's evidence in the right direction, but it does not actually supply us with the belief. The belief is from Moshe Rabbeinu telling us we have to do this. Halacha Gimel. Levikach, im ha'man ha'navi v'asa oso smofsim gdolim u'bikish l'hachish nevu aso sh'moshe Rabbeinu, ein shomim lo. Therefore, if a Navi were to ever come after Moshe Rabbeinu and work some amazing wonder and deny Moshe's prophecy, we already know he's a liar. And apparently, it must be that this sign has been worked through sorcery. That we'd say, oh, well, look, this sign was, you know, this gets a 10 on the Richter sign scale, and Moshe's was only an 8. No, Moshe's is qualitatively different. It has nothing to do with the signs that he worked. Rather, we heard just like he heard. We experienced that prophecy with him. And remember, in the previous parak, the Rambam told us when a Navi receives prophecy, he knows it's true in his deepest hearts of hearts. It's etched into his mind in a way which is unlike anything else you can know. For example, if you witness something and somebody tells you you didn't, well, you know for sure the guy's a liar. I don't care how convincing his argument is. You know he's a liar. That if he comes with some sort of wonder, don't listen to that Navi. This guy's coming with some amazing wonder. It's a great trick, but it's coming to deny that which you saw with your own eyes. And since we don't believe the Mofes, the only reason why we would consider this Mofes seriously is because Moshe told us we have to. The only reason we would give it legitimacy is because Moshe told us to. Now this guy's saying Moshe's a liar, so then we know he's a liar on numerous levels. Number one, because Moshe, we know, was real. And moreover, the only reason we wouldn't even consider this guy seriously is because Moshe told us to. The second he undermines that, we can go back to ignoring him absolutely. And thus, Moshe's nevuah was absolutely unique and is a fundamental basis for our religion. In the next parak as well, the Rambam will elaborate even further upon this, but that's where we'll stop for today. Have a fantastic day, and everyone should have a smooth and meaningful fast.